Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2224, Life Insurance Beneficiary by Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day to read from some of the world's best finance blogs. And with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Life Insurance Beneficiary by Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. When choosing a life insurance beneficiary, it's very important to be clear on the designations of who's going to receive the benefits after the death of the insured. Due to specifications regarding the wording of beneficiaries, certain members of the family may be left out, while others may be unintentionally included. It becomes especially complicated when there's an ex-spouse involved or adopted children. Should the beneficiary die before the insured, then a contingent receives the benefits instead. However, this can become complicated if the contingent is a minor and no guardian has been designated. The process of determining insurance beneficiaries can be complicated, especially given the changing family situations that happen with divorce and death. When deciding on your insurance beneficiaries, make sure the beneficiaries are clearly distinguished with varying levels of contingents. Specifying your beneficiaries. When writing out who will receive life insurance benefits upon your death, simply putting one-word designations like spouse, children, or grandchildren isn't enough anymore. If you put spouse, then former spouses may be included in the event of a divorce. In the case that children are the beneficiaries, then which children will be included must be specified. Are they only children from your marriage, or do children born out of wedlock count? Also, it must be specified if adopted children are included, or the children of a spouse which you may have adopted as well. The same applies for any grandchildren. Also, if the children are minors, it's generally recommended that a guardian be appointed, as benefits aren't usually paid to minors. The beneficiaries can be specific or a class. Specific beneficiaries are identified by name and relationship to the insured, while a class is identified mainly by relationship, such as children. If a class is chosen as a beneficiary, who belongs to that class needs to be clearly identified, as legal complications can arise if the class isn't distinguished. Also, it's advisable to have several levels of contingencies. In the case that a beneficiary dies, the benefits will go to the contingent. However, if the contingency dies as well as the beneficiary, the benefits may be left in limbo or to be disputed by other family members. That is why several contingencies must be clearly identified, as many complications can arise considering the possibilities of a changing family structure. How much life insurance will your beneficiaries need? As important as it is to find your right beneficiary, you have to make sure that the person is left with enough money to cover any financial obligations you'll leave behind. So let's take a look at some of the factors that help you decide how much coverage you need to buy. You always need to calculate your current debt situation first. The main goal of your life insurance plan is to give your family the money needed to pay off all your bills and debts. The number you come up with should be the baseline for how much coverage you start looking for. If it's in your budget, we also suggest adding a few years worth of salary to the final total as well. Your income has helped support the family for years, and a sudden loss could bring on major lifestyle changes. To stave that quick change, it's best to up the value some to provide some breathing room as they cope with a drop in household income. Another category to account for is the funeral expenses. While you may not realize it, funerals are expensive. Funerals can come in around $10,000, and it's a big expense that some might not be ready to pay. Your coverage will give your family the money that they need to fulfill your family wishes. Getting affordable life insurance. In addition to choosing the right beneficiary and ensuring that they'll have enough money, it's also important to get the most affordable life insurance plan available. A lot of applicants are surprised to see how cheap a life insurance plan can be, regardless of how much life insurance you need. One of the easiest ways to get lower life insurance rates is by cutting out tobacco. Users pose a much greater risk to having health problems like cancer or heart problems, which equals a greater risk to the insurance company. By mitigating that risk, they'll be charging you much more for your insurance coverage, and that charge could be twice the quoted amount. The medical exam you'll go through is going to show the carrier a snapshot of your overall health. If you're overweight, then your premiums are going to be around 50% higher than a person that rates healthy. So when you know the date you want to apply, it's best to start living a healthier life a few months before. Eat a little cleaner, exercise a little more. These actions will keep your premiums down. Another action is to lay off the gas pedal. When the insurance company is reviewing your application, they're going to pull your driving records. With a lengthy accident or ticket history, the carrier could see you as a high-risk applicant, which is going to translate into more expensive coverage. Slowing down on your way to work in the morning can save you hundreds of dollars every year, not to mention you won't have to pay those expensive speeding tickets. Our last tip is the easiest step for you. Compare, compare, compare. Explore all possibilities with life insurance beneficiaries. When deciding on life insurance beneficiaries, it's best to consider all possible situations. While it may become complex and it's grim to think about the future deaths of you or family members, all of these things do happen. Save your possible beneficiaries the trouble of having to dispute the distribution of benefits, and make sure to define the beneficiaries as specifically as possible. Don't use vague wording that may include or leave out people you don't wish to. You'll want to make sure your benefits go to the intended recipients after your death. Try speaking with a life insurance advisor to determine how to properly designate your beneficiaries. You just listened to the post titled Life Insurance Beneficiary by Jeff Rose of goodfinancialsense.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. it's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I recently read about other considerations when naming a beneficiary, so what a timely article. It's a good practice to have more than one beneficiary because if you name your spouse, for example, and they die alongside you in a car accident, this would complicate matters for your estate. An ideal beneficiary could be a trust that would receive and disperse the death benefit to other heirs and/or charities. And I thought this one was interesting. Never name a beneficiary dependent on government assistance as a direct beneficiary. A financial inheritance can disqualify a disabled or otherwise dependent person from receiving benefits. This could be disability benefits, Medicaid benefits, subsidized housing or assisted living, or other benefits. And that would be extremely disruptive or subject them to a new waiting period or waiting list to requalify for benefits again when the inheritance is spent down. Even a small gift might force someone whose benefits are tied to their housing to move. Instead, you can create a special needs trust to support a special needs child, dependent, or another person without disqualifying them from receiving assistance. This would allow a trustee to use the monies to help them in other ways, paying for expenses that are not covered by their benefits. And that should do it for today. Thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show and sharing it with others. It really goes a long way to keep this podcast going. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.